Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX 98.9. This week we've got Kevin Peroni from Wiretree.
I've been talking about, and the words you name and hit me. You've been running around with flare burning inside.
Wiretree started out as a bedroom folk kind of thing here in Austin back in 2007, but over the years they've turned into a really good pop rock band. Fittingly, Kevin Peroni has picked a great hour of classic pop rock with a few curveballs along the way, and if you want to follow along, you can see his playlist at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy!
Hey there, this is Kevin Peroni from Wiretree. This is My KUTX. And I got a few songs I want to show you. I'm going to start out with, this is a song from the band Sound Team. It's called Born to Please. When I first moved here in Austin, they, one of those typical label things where they broke up and split off and went into other tangents and everything. But anyway, I still remember them, and they're great. They were a great band, and I always have them on my playlist. So this is Sound Team, Born to Please.
Standing on the floor.
sound team, they're great. Next up is Jason Lytle, Brand New Sun. He was the lead singer of Granddaddy, which is another great band that I love, but I also like his solo stuff. So we were fortunate to play Home Slice by Slice with him, and I got to we drink beers together, and we ended up in his minivan singing ELO songs together, because he had a little mixtape that he was using to do a warm-up before his gigs, and we started singing these ELO songs because we're crazy ELO fans. But anyway, this is called Jason Lytle, Brand New Sun, and it's a great, like, camping song. It's very nature-like. It's a pretty song. So anyway, just Jason Lytle, Brand New Sun.
Brand new song.
right, that was Jason Lytle, Brand New Sun. Word has it he's producing Band of Horses' new album, and I'm looking forward to hearing what that sounds like. Oh, by the way, I'm Kevin Prony of Wire Tree. This is my KUTX. I'm the DJ, playing DJ today. Next tune is called Julie Don't Live Here from ELO, Electrolyte Orchestra. They're a band that I've been following for a long time. When I was a kid, I was super into the Beatles, of course. Had everything of theirs and played it into the ground, driving around in the car, blah, blah, blah. And then I, you know, just ran all my tapes, you know, until they started disintegrating. And then I discovered ELO, and they helped me with my wounds of, you know, the losing my tapes and everything. And they tickled the little spots in my ears that I just needed. And anyway, Jeff Flynn is the leader of ELO, and he plays pretty much all the instruments except for the drums on this song. And it's just amazing. You just hear everything. You just, all the harmonies, all the guitars, the bass, the drums, the little sounds in the back. It's just, it's anthemic. It's beautiful. And his voice is phenomenal. So anyway, here it is. ELO, Julie Don't Live Here Anymore.
Thank you.
All right, that was Electric Light Orchestra with Julie Don't Live Here. Next up, it's actually a cover of an Elliott Smith song. I know that sounds strange that there's a cover that I'm going to be talking about or we're going to be listening to, but it's cool to listen to. I actually heard it in Tom's Market when I was going through it, and I had to figure out who did this. And it's you know, after Elliott's been gone so long that you know, when you hear a cover and it kind of takes you from by surprise and you hear it from a different point of view, and it's kind of autobiographical of you know, Between the Bars basically is the song, and you could just really see him if someone else is singing, you can kind of just see him going through what was going on in his life and everything. And this is Madeleine Peru. I don't know how to say that in French, but she's a French lady, and I don't really know a whole lot about her, but the song is pretty haunting. I love the piano sound on it. It's called, so it's Madeleine Peru's cover of Between the Bars by Elliott Smith.
You might, the potential you'll be, you'll never see. Promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about pressure.
That was Madeleine Peru doing a cover of Elliott Smith's Between the Bars. I'm Kevin from Wiretree. I'm playing DJ today, and I'm just playing through some songs that I like that has something to do with the times when I moved here and just when I was a kid and different things. This next one is a timeless melody from The Laws. It's actually a alternate mix. It's a Mike Hedges mix. And if you knew anything about The Laws, there's Lee Mavers is the lead singer, and he went through plenty of different producers trying to get his music out the way that he wanted, and he never did like any of it, but they finally just had to release it. But anyway, this is an alternate mix that I think is even better than some of the other producers, the John Lakey stuff. So this is called Laws, Timeless Melody. Was The Laws, Timeless Melody. It's an alternate version, Mike Hedges mix. Cool thing about Mike Hedges, actually produced The Cure's Killing an Arab, and they had this raw sound, and I think that's what I like about this version of Timeless Melody. It just feels like you're in the room while they're practicing the song out. Next up here is Brendan Benson, Tiny Spark. Brendan Benson, he's kind of known for being a part of the Jack White band, the Raconteurs, but he was actually a solo artist on his own, and he's been around for a little while from Detroit. He writes great songs. He plays most of the instruments, actually all the instruments on his recordings, and he deserves to be listened to more often. And here's one of his songs from a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. Actually, it's probably a little more, like 7 or 8 years ago. It's called Tiny Spark from Brendan Benson. That was Brendan Benson, Tiny Spark. I'm Kevin Peroni from Wiretree. I'm just playing DJ for the night here, and I'm just picking out some songs that I like and stuff that didn't influence me, stuff that really didn't influence me, but some of it just reminds me of when I first moved to Austin, from some of it just going through just some of the times of being in the band and sometimes playing with certain people or whatever. This is The Shins, Australia. It's a little, it's not one of their bigger songs, but I think it's probably one of their best songs. And one thing was, in a couple South Bys ago, James Mercer was going at the Radisson, and I was kind of stalking him, sort of, and I tried to say something to him, and my mouth didn't work, and then he disappeared into an elevator, and then he left me. But that's okay. It was probably better that I didn't say anything to him. So anyway, this is The Shins, Australia.
Born to gaze into night sky.
Was the Shins, Australia. And I'm Kevin from Wiretree, and I'm taking over the airwaves. So next up is a song that my sister, she left the record in my little Cookie Monster record player when I was a kid, and I used to play it all the time because that was the only record I had, and I just keep on playing over and over and over. And it's this is Monday Morning from the Mamas and the Papas. I love the harmonies. You can hear the separation, kind of like the Beatles in the day, where they had all the harmonies on hard pan to the one side, and then the drums and the everything else going on the other hand. So anyway, here it is. The Mamas and the Papas, Monday Morning.
Sometimes it just turns out that way.
Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be.
Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine.
Monday
comes, but whatever Monday comes, you can find me.
other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes,
but
whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
That was the Mamas and the Papas. Love the harpsichord on that. Next up is Chet Baker. I Fall in Love Too Easily. I used to play trumpet in high school and junior high. And this is one of those tunes where I just listen to and, boy, I wish I could play trumpet like that. But also he has this really cool smoky voice, just real straight like an instrument. And it's a beautiful song. It's a very, everything's in minor, cool piano sounds. It's really neat. So this is Chet Baker, I Fall in Love Too Easily.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast. Should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
That was Chet Baker, I Fall in Love Too Easily. Some cool jazz for you. Next up is Damnations TX. They had to name themselves a little different than their original name, which is the Damnations, because I guess there was some heavy metal band called the Damnations. But anyway, this is a band that I first fell in love with when I moved to Austin back in the early 2000s. Back when Tower Records was around, they had an in-store going on, and I listened to them and just sat there with my mouth open. Well, hopefully my mouth wasn't too open, but anyway, this is No Sign of Water, and it's just a really great song. They're kind of under the radar band. It's hard to find their stuff. It was before all the Spotify and iTunes was really out, so all the stuff didn't really make it over to the digital world, but if you could find the stuff, it's really worth it. They're no longer around. They disbanded a few years ago. They used to open up for the Gourds all the time. This is Damnations TX, No Sign of Water. That was Damnations, No Sign of Water. I'm Kevin from Wired Tree. This is my KUTX. I'm playing DJ for the evening, and I'm having a good time. The next song is from the Beatles. It's called Lovely Rita. I had to put some Beatles song in there because they're a big influence, and I just can't pick a song, so I'm just going to pick a happy song since I've been choosing all these melancholy songs. Just listen to McCartney's bass on this, and I really like how the hi-hat hits on the snare at the same time. It's kind of a unique thing that Ringo does, so that's pretty cool. So anyway, this is the Beatles' Lovely Rita.
Lovely Rita,
That was the Beatles, Lovely Rita. Coming up to my last song here in my little DJ hour here. I'm Kevin from Wiretree, and they let me play a DJ this evening, and I can't believe they let me do that. But I don't think I did anything too crazy. So if you're interested in learning more about my band and everything, just you can Google Wiretree, and we're on Spotify and iTunes and Pandora and different places. Go to our website, wiretreemusic.com, and look us up and listen to us, to some of our songs, and see if you like us. And we play at Lambert's every couple months, so look out for us. I'm going to leave you with a nice little ender. It's a Kathleen Edwards song called Goodnight California. It's just a perfect little melancholy at the end of the day. You're watching the sunset, and it's just, listen to it. You guys have a great night and a great rest of your weekend. Kathleen Edwards, Goodnight California.
just you and me.
Speed. If you keep a-
Kathleen Edwards closing out My KUTX. Kevin Peroni from the Austin band Wiretree was our guest DJ this week. You can see his playlist and listen to all the past episodes at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Art Levy. We'll see you next week. This is KUTX 98.9.